Everybody, welcome to a new episode of Weird Web. It is the final episode before the mid-season hiatus, which on the podcast is actually going to be a one-week hiatus because I got a thing I gotta go do, which is going to push back our return by 1 week. It's fine. The entire podcast won't collapse after 1 week off. It collapsed months ago, so it's fine. Last episode, Irene, Karen, and Morgana looked to get a shortcut to their problems, seeking Anansi, aka Cece, who tore them a new one. The only note I have for Anansi's character, by the way, is a queen with a capital Q. After that, Morgana decided, or at least has stated, that they will make the sacrifice of potentially being lost or dead for Nora to come back. And we finally caught back up with Wednesday, who is in the Pentagon, got in a fight with Zeus, is losing terribly.
Losing?
You're at 5 harm.
Yeah, but I'm stable.
You take 3 harm again, you die. You take 2 harm, you die.
Yeah, but I'm stable.
Okay.
And also, no matter what, I keep going if I'm enraged. So
as what was thought to be Ezra tied up, stands up revealing themselves to not being Ezra. As we open with not Ezra and Wednesday in a room, the sound of a multi-headed golden goose honking outside the door angrily. Wednesday, what do you do?
All right, are we going to do this? Because if so, you got to get rid of this stupid little goose.
What do you mean by this? Because I didn't really think you were too interested in this whole look.
I'm not.
I know. As it just like shimmers, changes into Merle.
That's not what I meant at all. I meant like have like a conversation or like perhaps start fighting. Like this is like really awkward. And now like I feel like one of us should throw the first punch to like kind of get back in the rhythm of things.
Do we need to throw punches? Oh, I mean, him out there, you want to finish what you started?
I mean, I can, but I feel like it might be easier if we just hang. I killed him once. It's like, it's kind of like, it's annoying to kill him again. So it's like, whatever.
I'm aware.
So if you want to, yeah. Yeah. So if you want to like, I don't really care. I honestly, dude, I realized that officially with like you here, which by the way, I knew, like, let's be real. That's why I passed you the first time.
Panic, you came running to my arms.
No, I just mean like I realize that I'm at a disadvantage no matter what, which is like totally like great of me, and like I like to know, and like yes, I'm like really proud of myself for being. Yeah, like I'm really proud of myself for being like super
the
humble.
The honking
about that.
Continues.
Is it getting closer? Is it just?
It's distance? Like out the door, like banging the door.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
That is rather annoying.
Right.
And he flicks his fingers off to the side. That's fine. There's an illusion of a poor, naive farm girl down at the end of the hall. He'll get distracted real quickly.
Oh, it's so gross.
Am I wrong? Ugh.
No, it's probably his daughter, too. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. So is this like, do I shoot you or what's like the protocol here?
I mean, you could.
Right? Like I could.
Feel better, but it won't kill
me. It would make
me
feel a little bit better. I don't know. I've killed a lot of things that people said I can't kill.
Oh, I know, but you would have to kill all of me and you're not willing to do that.
Aren't I?
Oh, I mean, from what I've heard, you were willing to do a lot for my other half.
I don't know if you know this.
I never would have expected you to be one to get crow's feet. But...
yeah. Well, I don't know if you know this, but I'm still very young at heart, and that's what really matters. And you probably are, like, not like in like social media or whatever. But like on the way over here, Olivia Rodrigo's Vampire came out, and that really like helped me like understand who I am as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And made me feel really independent. And now I'm thinking that maybe it's better to just get rid of all of you.
I wonder if your friends will feel the same way, given some of them have bits of me hanging around.
You have bits everywhere. People get over
it. I know, and you've seen them hang around.
I have. Yes. Like, we're not going to pretend that it's not. Like, it's great. And it was fun while it lasted, but I feel like, I'll be honest with you, okay? I feel like we're in, like, season 9 of Supernatural, and it's like the fans are like, we get it. They die every season, and then when they bring each other back, and it's like, oh, just do something new, you know? Yeah. And so, like, I've decided that I think I'm going to do something new.
Oh, you're going to die.
No, I'm going to kill you.
So you're going to kill your husband?
Yes.
Have fun with that. Cool. Actually, you might.
I will have a bunch of fun. I think it'll be really like liberating for me personally.
Yeah.
So do you want, like, I will totally give you a head start.
Oh, like, I feel again, like this is like, you can unfair. Do something right now.
Okay. Like, I will. Like, I don't know. I just feel like you have like something up your sleeve. And so I wanted to give you a chance to like get everything out before I do it.
If I have something up my sleeve, why would I get it out? Are you hoping I pull it out? Has it been that bit, long, Wendy?
For me, yeah, a little bit. But, like, it's totally chill. How do you, like, I just, listen, you've been, like, here for a really long time, right? And I feel like you've been really annoying, and it's been, like, kind of pissing me off for a while. So, like, but here's the thing. I kind of respect you as, like, a villain. You know what I mean? Like, you're, like, a piece of shit. And, like, that's really hard to, like, nail down a piece of shit with no, like, redemption at all, literally zero. That's crazy. Like, what a bitch you are, and not in a good way. Like, you're a bitch and I don't like you. So, but like, I still respect you. So like, how do you want to go? Is it like chainsaw? Do you want like gun? Like, what makes you feel like the best?
Wendy. And he shimmers again, and it's just the red figure of pure energy.
I liked you better the other way.
Oh, I know you did. This is more to prove a point.
Okay.
I don't have a body for you to kill.
Okay.
Your husband does, and well, if you are what you claim to be, then yes. I mean, the whole business of it getting lost in extra-dimensional space should have kept me very safe and secure, but, well, you thwarted that little wrinkle. So, go ahead, do what you want, but a chainsaw?
Yeah. I feel like you don't get it. Like, you don't get
a motherfucking chainsaw. You know what
I
mean?
I just feel like you don't get it. Like, do you think that I'm only killing people's bodies? Is that what you think is going on?
I just don't think you know what is going on. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, for sure. Like, totally, because you're totally in my head. Yeah, every fucking husband says that.
No. I mean, I've been there. I have a small place. It's rent-free. But currently, part of me is in your friend's head.
Okay.
And bits of me are...
I have, like, so many friends.
Oh, you know which one. But a little bit of me is in you.
Not anymore.
No, that's when a lot of bit of me was.
It was. It was so much. Congratulations.
I'm literally a shapeshift. If I don't use that I'm just for saying, my congratulations. Own advantage.
But... I'm just saying congratulations.
No.
God, you're so annoying.
Yes. And I would have to be quite arrogant to give you all of my plan.
Okay. So don't do it.
No. Oh, yes. Don't do it. I know you're telling me not to do it, so I do it.
No, I literally don't care.
Okay.
Like, this doesn't matter.
You no longer want me dead. Care. That's phenomenal. My immortality shall last.
I mean, I am still going to kill you, but like...
No, then... Okay, you don't want to know what I've done and the things really. I do. Yes, a blunt tool for an inelegant solution.
Yeah.
I'm playing chess and you're a toddler with a hammer, Wendy.
Yeah, and I'm going to break the board.
You are going to break the board.
And I want to shoot him.
Roll plus cool.
Okay. I just pray that God's on my side this time. Because, okay. Okay.
Power of God and anime.
Eight? I mean, it's not a failure.
Yeah. So you are going to have a choice.
Okay.
Which breaks, your chainsaw or your morale?
I'm going to use luck.
All right. You keep your shit together. As do you actually shoot him or do you do him with the chainsaw? Because chainsaw is what you have powered up.
Yeah. So I will kind of rush towards him with the chainsaw.
As you rush towards him, you and the chainsaw go straight through him. Again, he's this featureless human shape, which also means like the front and back look identical, all of these things, but you go straight through him. You can't beat paper with rock, Wendy.
Well, you can, but it's like if you were to like just kind of smash a rock on a piece of paper for a long time.
You carry the divine light.
As paper covers rock.
And that allows you to kill gods.
Yeah.
Haven't you heard I'm adopted?
Yeah. Oh, is this like form two? Are you going to turn into a giant blue, like frosty guy?
No. But some of us in the seats of power were not born gods, which means your little trick doesn't really play by our rules.
Interesting, because I think I would kill the god that didn't start out as a god. Let me go back. Hold on, it's going to take a really long time for me to figure this out. So we got one. Let me think of another one. Well, I mean, technically, are you counting you counting Dionysus? Because Dionysus technically was like not like a full god, but like whatever.
Yeah, they're still born into their deity.
Yeah, but I guess, but one could argue that
some of us are self-made, Wendy.
Aw.
Humanity That's likes to call us tricksters because we break the rules. I'm one. There's a few of us. You've probably encountered some, or at least heard of them. But
yeah, if I've encountered them, I've killed them, so.
If there's anything a trickster's good at doing, it's breaking the rules, and your little rule does not apply to me. At least not here. I have no body for you to hurt. I'm an idea. I am the nagging feeling in the back of every psychopath. When people hear voices, it's me. So, until you prove you're willing to go along with what you're claiming and not just giving me a bunch of bravado.
Wait, what do you mean go along? Because I thought I was dead.
Again, the only part of me you can hurt is your husband.
Okay, so like, how do I get rid of you then?
I thought you didn't want to hear my master plan. Why would I sit here and tell you how to defeat me?
I don't know. They would even the playing field and I think it would be fun.
I do nothing but break rules, Wendy. Why would I want an even playing field?
Because wouldn't it make you feel better?
No. Winning makes me feel better.
You should understand why I married you, though, right?
Yes.
Like this.
And I know exactly why you're willing to kill the part of me that's still out there in the world. Because as much as you hate to admit it, especially to tell all your friends, but the part that you truly fell in love with me is the part residing in your friend's head that she absolutely despises.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm afraid to say that.
Okay. Just know that as long as that part of him survives, a part of me will survive too.
Okay. So it's like really annoying. Can I just like trap you in like a genie bottle and then like call it good, throw you in like the Cave of Wonders? I watched Aladdin the other day.
Oh, I know. I'm not surprised. I could pull out about a half dozen Cave of Wonders jokes.
Yeah.
But for now, I'm going to let you walk away.
No, I don't think I will.
So you're going to stay by my side.
Because well, if I'm not walking away, I made it this far. Do you have an extra bed? I'll just take yours. I don't think you need it. You don't have a body.
Very special in mind for you, Wendy. Okay. We all have stories to tell, and yours is a rock slide comes to mind.
Can you do landslide so it can be like that song?
Yes. Landslide, mudslide. Either way, it's all heading downhill very fast.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, you want to stay here. You need to not kill more gods.
That's going to be where we draw a line. That's going to be where we draw a line, though.
I have plans.
Okay, here's the thing. You know
me. And again, there's reasons we ended up together, Wendy.
Yeah,
do you want to help all the gods die?
Yeah, I do.
Then follow me and do as you're told.
No, I'm not going to do what I'm told.
Yes, you will.
I mean, I'm not.
He transforms back into Merle. Now you can look me in the eyes And he puts a hand up to the side of your face, under your chin, forcing you to look him straight in the eyes.
I want to rev my chainsaw, and I want to try to shove it into this man's stomach.
Roll plus cool.
Whoa! Nine? Fuck! Wait, nine. Do I get a plus one because it's know my prey?
Yes. 100% yes.
Okay, cool.
He is the basis of your prey.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So a 10. So you can, before he can even say anything. Well, this is disappointing.
I know. I was really hoping you would, like, die.
Yeah. But... okay. Well, then, I guess negotiations are at a bit of a standstill. And he goes and he walks through the door without opening it. You are locked in here.
Yeah, I figured that. But this is still the safest option for me, so.
We cut to, well, everybody else in a crossroads after Cece had left.
Irene is down the road.
You don't have much time, so let's get this done quickly.
Yeah. So out of character, we're releasing Nora. Is that what we're doing?
Yep. Okay. And Morgana's not going to go into, she's just going to be released. I'm not going to go to the necklace if I can at all help it.
Okay. I won't attempt to force anything magically. As long as I can talk to Nora, then I'm fine.
We need to make a few rolls. I need to pull up a table that isn't in my quick reference.
Out there.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah. Nora.
Hi.
I need you to roll minus weird.
Okay. I rolled a 9. Minus weird is a 7.
Choose one. Broken, different, broken, a little different, very different, prophecy, hitchhiker, or favor.
I don't want hitchhiker. I know I don't want that. Favor is interesting, but I'm terrified of what that would entail or who it would be to. I don't know, guys. I'm between a little different and probably favor. Those are the two that I'm kind of...
Favor has screwed me over literally every single time.
I know. I will do a little different.
All right. Add one to one of your ratings, max 3, and minus 1 to another rating, minimum minus 2.
Okay. So plus 1 to 1, minus 1 to 1.
Yep.
Okay. Charm is back at 0. And my weird is at a 3 now.
But Nora is back. Now, I am going to need Morgana to roll minus weird.
Oh, God. I rolled an 11 minus 3 is 8.
Give me one aspect of Morgana's personality.
Honestly, it's probably envy. That has been her drive this entire fucking time.
The Morgana that went to the underworld no longer has envy. All of Morgana's envy is in that necklace.
That's going to be so weird. I wonder if that means that Morgana can't die completely now because there's a part of her in a necklace just like Merle.
Mm-hmm. Horcrux rules.
Just need to put the Horcrux in another Horcrux and then use that other Horcrux. Okay. Great. This is going to be fine.
Especially for Morgan Le Fay, because like Merlin, they are mortals who sought immortality. Many of us live beyond our death through memories. Again, your soul is a collection of all of your memories. When others remember you, they have parts of your soul. That's how the philosophy of this universe works. But these are literal slivers of your psyche. You would have to be incredibly magical for something like this to be possible. Now, Nora is back, and you don't have memory loss or anything like that. However, your memory for the last who knows how long was in this void. I am going to send you something because of the scene no one else saw. Actually, you know, we're going to do a flashback to that scene right before Nora got ripped out. This small man looking like Mickey Rooney, dressed as Willy Wonka, is here. We have things we need to talk about, Nora.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Normally I'm only visited by Morgana, but now...
Yes, that's about to be changing quite soon.
Mind, I mean, she sounded nicer the last time, but...
Oh, yeah, she's having character development this time around.
That's terrifying.
It could be. It's rather interesting. I don't write these things. I just do the, shall we say, spin-offs. By the way, pleased to meet you. You may know me as Hypnos.
I... good to know.
Many are worried about the stories and the fates. I'm the Weaver of Dreams. I'm the one that tries to get everything back on course when it goes wrong. And things have gone very sideways this time around.
Yeah, sorry about any of that.
Oh, no, not you. Your sister, actually. You're part of the cycle. What? Did you think you weren't meant to be the damsel in distress? You're literally Lady Guinevere.
Wait, it used to be like two the same coin.
Yes.
Is it different now?
Things are getting mixed up. Your sister coming back to life undoes quite a few things. Technically never voiding a demon's contract, as well as a bargain with Loki themselves, but getting out of it. Undoing the word of tricksters, well, that usually causes a lot of cascading acts. People assume tricksters are beings of chaos, and well, to the untrained eye, they are. A tornado is chaos, but when you understand how wind currents work, it is ballet. Tricksters break the rules so that things work as intended. No rule is perfect. No system doesn't have its flaws, so we need some who are outside of those. Your mother was well on her way to officially becoming one, always been acting very close, never committed enough to the elegance of it. A little too self-centered, you know what I mean. She was willing to be the bad guy, but never wanted to be the bad guy for the sake of it. And sometimes we have to play parts.
That's a bad thing?
When you need the hero to go on the great quest, they typically refuse the calls of adventure until something horrible befalls them that makes them realize that they need to pick up the sword and save the day. If nothing bad happens to the hero, they never save the day. And then we all die. Someone has to do that. And when we're talking about fate, that means someone's chosen to do that. And when we're talking about immortals, well, they eventually get wise to the whole ordeal. So they have to be willing to play ball. And, well, your mother was never truly willing to play ball. So she never became a god. Funny enough, it was essentially her goal. But, you know, that's the difference between wanting power and accepting responsibility. Anyways, I wasn't here to tell you about your mother. I'm a bit of a psychiatrist, but that's not my day-to-day. You're going to be coming back soon. That right. Worry of your mother changing? Well, Arthur isn't saving you. Lancelot isn't saving you. Your own mother is falling on the sword for your return.
That's bad, right? Am I crazy for thinking that's bad?
Bad and good are relative terms, Guinevere. It is off book, and we've allowed many things from your mother to go off book. But the problem is this is an act of love. We are not allowed to interfere with true love, including that of mothers and daughters. Your sister being alive resulted in Morgan Le Fay actually spending time with one of her own spawn, actually learning, I wouldn't say what it's like to be a mother, but what it's like to care. And that was never intended for her. So, things move on, things change. I do know she had a plan to end this story, and, well, it is unraveling quite a bit. The fates are scattered, one of them is trapped within a protagonist, which is never good. We have timelines collapsing and reforming. We've even brought in a second new lead, not even part of the original cycle. It's all going sideways, which means it all needs to end. Do you know how serialized stories last for 50, 60 years? They never leave Act 2. You have Act 1. You run Act 2. When things get stale, you go back to Act 1. I think it's time for a third act and ending our little run. Let something new come in. Who knows? Maybe we'll get rebooted in a while. But for now, your mother had plans to end all of this. Now, she happened to tell someone you know or knew. Leader of your whole little pack, Uther. They were working together. Yes, that's his name these days.
They were working. Not going to think about that right now.
Yeah, I do hate to inform you, but at best we can call your body like new.
Right.
Previous owner put a few miles on it.
Not surprised.
But all maintenance was done. Anyways, they know at least most of your mother's plan. Your mother still has her plans, but I don't think she fully thought out the consequences of her actions. A common short sight of your mother. All villains have a blind spot.
I think if she thought out the consequences, she wouldn't have done it.
Exactly. Oh, maybe she would have. Again, it's hard to say. She's not the same woman she's been for the last few. Everything needs an update now and then. But for now...
Why are you talking to me about this now?
I need you to be ready.
For what?
Well, if things don't right themselves in the current course, everything will come undone. Not just our story, but all stories. There is a friend of yours who is back to an old habit. The problem being is they are capable, and due to the vengeance and ironic poetry of a certain fae, are well within the means of doing what they want. The problem is if your friend Wednesday kills Zeus without Merle's fake body attached anymore, Odin wakes up. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. And as he's about to say that, you get yanked back to your body.
You know, I wish it was more of like a bungee than a ripcord.
Oh, thank God that worked. Okay. Okay. Hi. Welcome back. Hi. This isn't just you playing tricks, right, Morgana? You promise?
No.
Okay. I didn't think that was going to work. Honestly, I was anticipating. She's been acting real weird, like nice and stuff. It's very confusing.
Yeah. She visited me a couple times, like dreaming. So I wasn't alone all the time.
I mean, that's good, I guess. A lot's happened.
I've been told.
Okay, cool. Then I don't have to remember it and tell you at all. That's good.
Wednesday's trying to kill someone.
Wednesday's been missing for like 2 days?
I don't know.
He's talking to Tatiana?
To Tanya?
To Tanya, that one.
Nothing happens in the stories. Good happens when you talk to Titania. Knowing Wednesday's respect levels, I'd say, and from what I just heard from a new friend, she's gotten herself into trouble, but the trouble she likes.
I mean, at least it's the trouble she likes, because I have no clue where she is.
I do, maybe. Oh. She's trying to kill Zeus.
Oh,
I don't know.
She's in the Pentagon.
Where
then.
He is, but.
Pentagon? Attica to Pentagon? Yeah. Pentagon, where all the Greek gods are trying to make their own pantheon. A brand new pantheon with Loki, and Hades, and Zeus, and insert the rest of the names here. Oh, and Chiron, the weird sea creature guy from Arizona.
Got it. We can't let him die or Odin comes back.
Which person? Chiron?
Sorry, Zeus.
Zeus, got it.
And if he does get killed, it has to be within Merle's body. That makes sense.
Okay.
My guess is so the body can be put back, but I'm not sure exactly.
I don't know how Wednesday will go with that, but I could try sending her a card and see if
I
that
don't think we have time to just send a card. I think we need to go. It seemed imminent, and
great.
I'm
awesome.
Concerned.
Then let's go on no sleep for 48 hours with, this is Irene, by the way.
Hi.
You're still, you can come back.
No, it's all right.
Person left.
I'll stay over here.
Apparently, Mum had an idea of how to get things to stop going on and on. And other people want that to happen too. But the only one that knows that how or even a semblance of that plan is Micah.
Oh. Just fucking God.
Wait, what?
What? They're tied to each other and planning with each other. Evidently, they had sex in the bathroom at a bar or something. It was gross.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
It's fine. No, it's fine. It's just go.
Okay. So, hey, Irene, we're going to go teleport now. You want to come?
Are you tired? I can help with things like that.
I'm fine.
I'm tired.
Athusa, do you want to come with us?
Hey.
Hear a voice from nowhere. Think real hard and the invisibility should wear off. Wait. Yeah, that's too late.
There's a little dragon poot and then Athusa.
Did you poop on the chair?
Not poop. Poot. It farted.
Okay.
Poot what is are you the doing? That you fart you poop.
How did you find one?
So Merle had Athusa trapped for eternity underneath the thing, and I had to kill them with my bare hands and bring the egg out of the tree to or out of the lake to then be reborn, but they remember nothing. So they have to relearn everything. It's okay.
We can teach them little by little. It's okay, little guy.
They really like...
I died.
They really like Wikipedia. Oh, and this really annoying, catchy show that evidently Todd is involved in.
Be careful of what they read if they're little. I mean, there's only so much screen time small things should have.
I don't know how to raise a kid, let alone a baby dragon, but like I let them read what they wrote, technically.
I would be concerned of all of that.
It'll be fine, I'm sure.
Probably had a reason of why he kept Methusa.
Oh, because Methusa remembered all of everything for him.
And if Methusa put everything into Wikipedia... We don't know what messages and things like that are in there. It's fine. We'll figure that out later. First, Pentagon.
Wait, is there a secret message inside of a Wikipedia page?
I want to look something up. I want to research Wikipedia through Athusa's shit to see if there's any like hints or tricks on how to take down a pantheon Loki person.
Okay.
Or how to save my wife. I don't know. One of both or all of those things. Whatever will make the story more interesting, tell me what to research. I'll research it. This is Strange or Ancient Secrets. Okay. So that is a 10.
You get two questions.
What? This is not my question. What should I research? Should I look up?
It's like the research can't tell you what you should research, so that's fine. I'd just be like, it can't.
I was trying to find Easter eggs left behind about our current situation.
Okay, so if anything ask is left. What you want an Easter egg about.
Were there any Easter eggs left about how to regain her memories?
Whose?
Athusa's.
Athusa's memories. You're gonna hate them. No death is permanent. No life forgotten. When we die, our memories go with us, except for those who remember us and that which we have recorded.
Can you translate that into Nikki?
You want prophecies.
Can you translate that into stupid Nikki?
You can spend this your second question to translate.
God damn it. No, just because I'm stupid, not because of character.
Yeah, that's why your high sharp can also be used to figure it out.
Feels like it's gonna be a waste of a question.
And I'm gonna be we're doing a custom move, so we could make that the 10 plus is just and I explain it.
I guess I'll just use it to explain.
Yeah, we'll set this as that's what the custom move is, and you can only use this once per session.
Okay.
You're not spending a whole session asking me questions and rolling dice. All right. When you die, your memories die with you. The only thing that remains after is the memories others have of you and the things you wrote down or otherwise recorded. So yes, you can get Athusa's memories back. The bunch of them are recorded in Wikipedia.
So I'm already doing the thing that I'm supposed to do. God damn it.
Said you're going to hate it.
No. That's what I thought you were saying. I was like, no, there has to be something else, maybe. I'm missing something. Well, that was a waste. Okay. Hey, Athusa, when you start like documenting things again, can you be like less prophetic? Prophetic? Prophet? Like, whatever the right terminology is for that. I know you don't know it right
this
second.
I'll use the words I know. Yeah.
That's super helpful. Thank you.
Can I make my woman with a plan?
Yes.
Check. I also get my vision of destiny. Because I'm not playing the Nora. It's my old character sheet now because of all the time shenanigans.
Yep.
Which is so, so fun. So I get all of my hero bullshit.
woman with a plan.
All right. I got to hold one for that.
Okay.
So I got, I rolled like a 7. And then Destiny's Plaything is weird. I rolled a 4 plus 3 is a 7. So I get a vague clue or hint.
You see a cottage. You recognize it as Karen's cottage. As it pulls back, you realize the cottage is in a snow globe, a table, next to a boy sleeping in bed. That's it.
Fun.
Ashton's getting angry.
I was literally thinking about this the other day, and I was like, I wonder if that's going to happen in Weird Web. It's just
message
a little
me.
Dream.
Message me.
Okay. I think I'm it might be.
But yeah, that is what you get.
I'll hold on to that because even Mary right now, my brain is unable to decipher any of that.
Oh yeah, mixed one. I just got to tell you stuff that isn't wrong.
Yep. All right. So are we ready to go?
Oh, no. That's not what it is.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. We can teleport over. We just seem to be ready. Guns blazing. Probably.
Probably. Yep. Okay.
By the way, could I have healed the one harm?
If you guys rest for a night, you can.
Heal you.
Okay. It's like, do we have time for rest? I don't know the last time I actually slept in character.
You're heroes, you don't.
That's a good question. Yeah, I have lay on hands where I can.
For a second, I thought Ashton actually figured out like the big twist for the end of the series.
Almost. I have ideas.
I just need one.
It's tied very heavily to Eldritch Horror.
Oh. Okay.
Remember, all the gods are just Eldritch Horror.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heal 2 harm. I did lay on hands. I roll plus cool on a 10 plus, which I got a 12. They get heal 2 harm or any illness, and they're stabilized.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just kind of give a little pat. You feel a little bit more energized, ready to go.
Let's go do this thing.
Right.
Irene, you coming?
Yeah.
We might find Wendy.
Yeah, why the fuck not? I mean, I'm already this far in. I'm going to die anyway, probably.
I doubt that.
No, we'll see. We'll see. You guys have, like, super, like, magic powers and shit, right? Like, you're about to teleport us. I have nothing.
I doubt you have nothing, or else you wouldn't be here.
Have your intelligence.
I mean, I have a gun, but it's just, like, a regular... I don't think that a gun would do anything.
But you do have something we don't. You haven't been exposed to all of this. We have a small notion of what could be going on while you could
have
think
no
of
notion.
Things that we never could think of.
Oh, all right.
All right. So I get plus 4 to teleportation specifically.
Yeah.
Because I have practitioner.
So if you don't snake eyes, it will at least succeed.
Yeah. Can I scry? Should we like say we scryed first, or should I actually scry first to find out where is a good place to teleport to?
I'm up for whatever.
Bobby, Can I scry first to find a safe place to teleport to?
Yeah. Roll plus weird.
That's it's beyond human limitation.
No, it is observing somewhere else is a different thing on the list.
Okay, that's a 10.
Okay. So with a 10, you are able to look and figure out. You see halls filled with bodies. Mm-hmm. You'll probably get a glimpse of this massive two-headed goose running down a hallway.
Mm. I will say out loud, two-headed goose, is that related to a god of some sort?
I'm guessing. Sounds like a Zeus thing.
It's also gold, okay. So.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It's gold. Like Jack and the Beanstalk?
I guess.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what myths and things are in there.
Okay,
creative thoughts are what we need.
All right, so they're over there. He's there. He's honking at this room for some reason. Uh-huh. Keep that in mind. That room's empty. Okay, I'm going to teleport to the empty
roll to teleport
nearby. Boom, baby. That's beyond a 12 plus.
Cool. So you're going to do it and also not be detected by anyone.
Fantastic. Love that for us.
You have Loki around here. You want to assume he doesn't see everything going on, but Loki's radar.
Fantastic. I think like after working with him for so long, she like knows some little sneakies, but like I'll just say it's because of that. She basically put the scent of something else that's interesting somewhere else to distract him temporarily in the process of teleporting. Like, ooh, a horse is randomly somewhere nearby. I'm distracted.
All right. You guys arrive in the Pentagon. You guys are in like a supply room. What do you want to do?
Okay, so Karen will very quietly explain the basic layout and which way to go to where the goose is, if we wanted to go that way, or...
You hear this loud thudding as the goose quickly runs down the hall after an innocent farmer's daughter.
Goose is no longer an issue?
Should we help her?
I mean, you don't see that. You just hear the goose running.
Oh, got it.
All right. Best to be a little sneaky, I think.
There might be something at that door, though. Because, like, he was honking at that door like crazy.
Then maybe we should go first.
Okay.
Right.
Roll plus cool. I need everybody to roll plus cool.
All right. Mm. That was bad.
Well, I leveled up, which is good. Oh, that's my
weld.
You said cool? Yeah. Cool. I also got a 5.
So a 12 and 2 5s.
Yeah. Oof,
that is bad.
Which I will say, I am definitely will be happy to be distraction person.
Yeah.
Should that be necessary.
No.
So like if it looks like I'm caught and other people aren't, I'm running.
As the two of you are getting like making your way towards the door, technically as all three of you are making your way there towards the hall, Irene and Nora completely forget about the door.
Mm, got it.
So Karen stops around the door and is like, okay, so how do we open this thing? I'm looking for like keypads or...
Sorry, what?
Door handles. The door, we're here to open the door to see what's behind it.
Is that why we came here?
No, but there's Zeus was honking at the door. We can't find Wednesday.
All right, well, let's keep going.
We will, the door. Is there a keypad or something?
There's no keypad.
I poke the door.
All right, it's a solid door.
So it looks like it opens?
You know what? With your 12, I will say it opens.
Okay, I open it.
Open the door. Nobody's in there. Wednesday.
Yeah?
The door opens.
Okay.
There's Karen, Nora, and someone else.
Okay. Okay, can anyone hear me or see me?
Remember, you can't communicate.
I know. This is just asking.
Yeah, no, you can't communicate and you're not noticed.
Great. I mean, I'm going to follow them.
So, yeah, Karen, you get in and the room's empty.
That's weird. Why would he hung at an empty room?
Okay.
Wednesday's now going to be actively ignored.
Wednesday's just going to follow them.
Well, if she's not there, can I make a check for how familiar I am with the Tanya bullshit?
Yeah, you can roll plus sharp.
Okay, cool. 9.
You get one question.
If people are disrespectful to Titania, what are common punishments she's used in the past?
I'm assuming I've read files on her from my past.
Take your words completely literally. She will twist anything you say to the worst possible outcome in poetic irony.
Knowing that, don't know if this is going to work or not, but if you're out there Wednesday, a lot of bad things have been happening, and we need you with us, but we can't do what we need to if you're just going to try and kill things. I know that you're hurt, and I know things have happened, but you could be condemning the entire world. Just, I hope it works, but if not, I understand the hurt.
Well, you got me.